A gritty strip of auto body shops, convenience stores, and fast food eateries near public housing in northeast Wilmington, Delaware, has long been known as a food desert. But a new, fresh connection has emerged to fuel healthy meals. WHYY's Chris Barish paid the ambitious new business a visit.
Tyrone White was weary of driving a few miles just to buy fresh fruit and vegetables. So this spring, when he saw a sign for the produce spot, he strolled over for a look. Inside, he found a cornucopia of colorful items. Orange, red, and yellow peppers, purple and green grapes, pineapples, papayas, collard greens, okra, asparagus, broccoli, and so much more.
We stop seeing here at least once a week. Fresh produce, what better can it be?
Where did you get your produce before?
Supermarket.
How far was that?
Crosstown, west side. And we live right on this side of town, so.
The produce spot is the brainchild of sisters Adia and Thamina Davis. They grew up in North Philly, where their dad supported the family with his produce truck. The women have worked in Delaware for years, and Adia says during the pandemic, they decided to venture into the food biz.
We're trying to not only bring healthy eating to Wilmington, Delaware, we're trying to bring love into the community as well. One family at a time, just to help people see something different out here. They're considering this as a food desert. We didn't know that when we opened. However, we just want to bring love and fresh eating to the community.
She enjoys helping customers pick ingredients for nutritious meals.
Stir fry is what I love the most. So we have different colors of peppers, hot and, you know, regular. We also have spinach and fresh broccoli. We have a lot of greenery. Okra, a lot of people don't like okra, but that's like a little delicacy.
Adia likes to show off the freshness, too.
A lot of our customers come back for our corn. We like to open it up when they come just so they can see what they're getting. And the corn is pretty good.
City and neighborhood leaders call the produce spot a welcome addition to Riverside, which is undergoing widespread redevelopment. Logan Herring runs the nearby Kingswood Community Center and heads the Reach Riverside Coalition that's spearheading the improvements. And he's delighted that the produce spot emerged organically, not as part of the initiative.
Well, I think it's vital for the neighborhood, particularly in communities like Riverside, communities of color. And it's about getting ahead of health and being preventive by ways of access to healthy food, which is something that has been few and far between in the Riverside neighborhood, having the produce spot, which is owned by two black sisters. I mean, you couldn't have it a better way.
Thamina Davis says they are conducting outreach to connect with residents.
That's where the love comes in. Our approach to introducing these things to the community that otherwise wouldn't have had this opportunity if we hadn't come. Us letting them know with love that this is important, that they do this and that they choose these things for not only for themselves but for their children.
John Bracey is sold. He's already a loyal customer.
We love this. When we saw this black-owned, black woman-owned, Queens doing something here in the neighborhood, and very clean fruit. Like, I haven't seen dragon fruit in the stores. And like you said, it's right here in the community.
Mayor Mike Perzicki says the city is looking at providing some public funding to help the produce spot prosper. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.